أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Can I just be say salawat all together? For forgiveness of all mu'mineen mu'minat, those who are buried in this cemetery, let us please recite the Fatiha ma'as salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. في شيء انا الصلوات والمقام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يعلمون إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحس السلام في الصدور. في سيانة الصلوات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. First of all, I will appreciate the children, those who came today in this morning to visit the cemetery, and I ask Allah, may Allah bless them. We will discuss a little bit about the grave and on the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise the people from the graves. We had several subjects in the past we used to discuss, but today I have recited one of the verses of Quran. It says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعُثِرَ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. That don't you realize, or don't they realize, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعُثِرَ, when they will be trembled out, مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, whatever it will be in the graves. The day of judgment and its situation, as it's been narrated in Quran, of course our children are well aware of that. If we read Surah Mubarakah Az-Zilzal, it says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. That when there will be a heavy earthquake and everything, whatever is, it's in the earth, it will come out. أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth is going to take out all the weighty things, whatever it has. In the same meaning, in the Surah Wal-Adiyat, the verse I recited, that is from Surah Wal-Adiyat, it raises the question, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعُثِرَ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. That don't they realize about the time when the things or the bodies will be remaining in the graves, they will be trembled out or they will be taken out. So that means it will not be a norm situation that the people, they come out or they will be raised, but there will be a different type of situation, because Quran has used bu'thira. Bu'thira, that means coming out suddenly. And in Surah Az-Zilzal, it said, أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And this earth is going to take out everything whatever it has, and the people, they will stand from the grave. And another thing what we can see in Surah Mubarakah Yasin, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, that when a trumpet will be blown, at that time they will stand up from their graves very quickly, and they will start running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been said, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, that they will go hastily, quickly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا. Because of that trumpet, and they will stand suddenly and immediately out of their graves. While they will be standing out, they will be wondering, what has happened? يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا, who is that who has taken us out? مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا. مَرْقَد is the place where they have been sleeping. Or today also we use this marqad. Have you been in the shrine of any imam? Yes. When you go over there, it's been said, marqad imam al-Rawda alayhi salatu wasalam, marqad of Aima alayhi salam. This term marqad, it came from Quran. It's Quranic term. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا. So that means there is a room where we were sleeping for a long time. And what happened, that somebody has raised us today from this place. So that means this trumpet will be blown, and announcement will be made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the consequences immediately. That in few minutes, everything of this earth is going to be changed. There will be huge earthquake. The things what we can see outside, the buildings and everything, it is going to be blown up. There will be nothing remain, and the bodies and those who will be underneath the graves or wherever they are, in any shape, in any form they are, they will be shaped up and they will stand up again. And they will realize that somebody has taken us out. And then they will start running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means this day of judgment, it's a picture, it's been drawn in Quran, and we should try to combine all these verses, and we can understand that there are different types of the consequences. Yes, of course, those people who will be the believer, and they will not feel those type of the consequences. They will not go through those hardships. But still, for everybody, there will be a different type of the situation. They will be wondering for a while because they just left their places of the graves. Another thing that I want to mention, and that the name of Qubur and grave, it is mentioned in Quran. So somebody should not be surprised, or if somebody asks you that where will this concept of the grave, it comes from. So you can easily say that أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. It is in Quran. So Quran speaks about the qabr. And then where the concept of marqad, it comes from, making the rooms for the graves. Can we make the room for the graves, or can we make something outside the graves to keep those graves safe? Yes, the marqadina hada. So term marqad is also used in Quran. It's not something new, that as these Wahhabi people, they start making some sort of objections that these Shia people, how they speak about these marqads, where this comes from. It is already in Quran. And also, if you go through different verses of Surah Kahf, I had said earlier that in Surah Mubarakah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the story of the people of the cave. When they went back to the cave, and those people who were following them behind. They reached up to the point that they could not find them, and they saw a cave. Now they started thinking, because these people, of course, were very important people and special people of their community, or you can say the saints, the preachers, or the followers of their religion, pious people of that time. That is why they started thinking that we could not find these people, what we can do at this time, how we can remember these people. So they thought over there, فَقَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنِيَانًا. Surah Kahf, it says that, let us make a building, let us make something that can be memorial for them. And after all these opinion, when they collected all these opinion, at that time they said, وَلَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجَدًا. We'll make a masjid over there. So you see that the concept of making a masjid outside the shrine and making a place of the graves, it's not a new concept after Islam. It was been in the past, and the people, they used to have it. But if somebody asks you that, how you people do that? Why you make those graves such important places? Why you make those rooms on these graves? You can say that it's not something that came after Islam, but this was tradition within the human being, especially within the religious people, within the Christians in the past. And these people also, they used to make those places as memorial places and keep those places as sacred place. And there is no problem with that. Islam has not asked not to make anything or not to make anything but it's special. Second thing, what we can also make this in an argument, that Islam wanted to keep the dignity and the respect of graves. That is why that there are certain rules being set for the graves itself. For example, can you please say salawat?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa
ala. One of the ruling about the grave, it's been said that it has to be made and built very well, that it cannot be destroyed. So that means Islam wanted these graves to be kept safe. Second thing, it is haram to destroy the grave. So whatever Saudis have committed this crime, to demolish the places or demolish the graves, that was haram. It's not allowed for anybody that they can destroy the graves or the places where somebody is being buried. It is haram to take out the body of somebody or open the grave of somebody. That is haram according to Sharia. So that means Islam wanted to put some sort of restrictions to keep those graves all the time, and to keep them safe. We should realize that, and we have to make this argument, as these people, they are bringing those arguments for the people at this time, that what is the respect of the grave in Islam. There is a place and respect of the bodies in Islam, those who have died. That is why we wash them, that is why we give them best of the clothes, we take them towards the graves with full respect. It's been said that when you take the funeral, you should do tashiyah janaza. That means you should follow the funeral. Don't try to go ahead of the funeral. So it's interesting that at this time this is a disease and somebody has died. Why he has to be leader and we have to be following? That means Islam wanted to give this respect to an honor. There is an honor for the dead body as well. That is why it has to be taken as a leader, and everybody has to follow them. And then when you like to bring clothes to the graves, it's been said that you have to give three times rest to the body. First, second and third, because the person is not familiar with this place. This body is not familiar with the grave. And after the third time having rest, you should rest him into the resting place. And then you can close. And before you close the grave, then also read Talqeen or say some sort of statements, what he used to believe. Dear children and brothers and sisters, the important thing in Islam, there is a special place and respect for the dead body, and also for the graves, and for the maraqib, and the places which are sacred places, they are being respected in Islam. And at this time, let us say salam to the shrine of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, as it is recommended that whenever you come into the cemeteries and visit the Mu'mineen, at that time remember Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Let's say all together. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Our salam upon your body, our salam upon your grave, our salam upon the place where you are buried. Yabna Rasulullah. Of course, today if we have the respect of the graves and the cemeteries, that is because of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. If we did not have Hussein and sacrificing of Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, everything would have been finished. Today if we have Islam in our hands, that is inherit of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and we should remember Sayyid al-Shuhada everywhere. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We have a special concept in our minds, and sometimes it's wrong. Because we haven't seen somebody, the dead body, and this person, he used to live, or she used to live with us, and immediately after they died, we don't like to be with them. But if somebody who's always working, for example, washing the body, the people, those who give the funeral, the people, those who bury all the time, the people, do they feel the same type of the fear? No. No. They can stay with the body, they can do whatever they like, they can take the body to different places. Why? Because this person is sure and certain that death is there, and it's reality. But we don't see death as reality sometimes. We don't feel that. And that's why sometimes when it comes close, or if right now, somebody gives us news that after a minute you are going to be die. Welcome our situation. If somebody gives us news that after a minute you are going to be die. Oh good, alhamdulillah. Somebody says inshallah. Yes, Hazrat Qasim. Remember Hazrat Qasim. What did he say? Ahla min al-asal. Remember his sentence. Al-mautu ahla min al-asal. The death is sweeter than honey. So that means before some people, in the opinion of some people, that death maybe become very important blessing, and it may be sweeter than honey, because they have realized. So the important point I want to make was that let us realize and think about the death. Even we are child, even we are young, youth, whatever age we are, we should realize that. And now we'll face towards Qibla, and we'll read the ziyarat, and then we will go to different graves, inshallah. And I request everybody to recite Fatiha for the graves, even you do not know anybody. But if you can sit down, recite Fatiha, whatever you can gift. It's you know, when we recite Fatiha, what does it mean? It means that gifting them something. As you meet with any mu'min, at that time you gift different things. In life we can gift, for example, pen, paper, whatever. There can be different types of the gifts. But after the death, best of the gifts are Quran. recitation of the surahs. When you read a surah, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give this surah to this person. I want to give this to this person. So they will take that gift and they will be happy with your gifts as well. Say salawat. Allah, 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 Allah.